From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Dominican Republic set to have the most peaceful presidential elections in years. Barbados reports some of the worst figures for asthma in the world. And why Britain tells its chief scientist in Montserrat to keep his wife and daughter off the island. I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There are just hours to go before the polls open for presidential elections in the Dominican Republic. Before the Tuesday vote, doubts have been raised about whether anyone will emerge victorious in the first round. The main candidates represent the ruling party, the country's main opposition, and former President Joaquin Balaguer running on a conservative ticket. Some analysts blame the poor interest on the lackluster performances by the candidates. But everyone has breathed a collective sigh of relief because for the first time in years, the build-up to these elections has been very peaceful. Well, earlier today I spoke with our correspondent in the region, Jean-Michel Carrois, and started by asking what was the outcome of the latest polls.
Most of the serious polls say that there will be no winner in the first round. To win tomorrow, a candidate needs to receive more than 50% of the vote. On Sunday, yesterday, at the meeting of the main opposition.